This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and we're so glad you could join us today.
We are so happy to see you.
We are happy to see you. We do have a little bit of not happy housekeeping we have to do right away, off the gate.
That's true. We got flagged for some profanity on one of our episodes. We got scolded.
I think they call that shadow banning nowadays.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we talked about shadow banning.
I think we did.
In a previous episode.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So apparently we're a little too crude for you guys and we need to tone it down with our profanity.
I never thought that this would happen to us.
I know.
We put the disclaimer, like we flag it as explicit so you know what you're getting when you when you hit play.
We don't know.
Anyway, so here we are. So watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Don't tell me what to do.
You bee. I'm just going to call you a bee.
Well, you're a fart knocker.
Son of a Vondruk. Do you remember Will Ferrell?
Yes, I remember Will Ferrell.
Remember that guy? Yeah. No, it was one of his SNL skits, I believe. And he used that. It was like someone's name as, I don't know. And it always stuck with me. Son of a Vondruk.
That's funny.
But
that kind of reminds me in... Anchorman, where he's like, Knights of Columbus.
Yes.
Great Odin's beard.
So we just need to use some Will Ferrell swear words from now on.
Perfect.
I guess. But anyway.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving along. Now that we've gotten that business out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about people we love.
Okay. Sure.
So we have some Patronies.
We do.
We sure do. On our Patreon, which can be found at patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast, you can join for as little as $1 a month, or even we have business sponsor options. One of our levels is a shout out level.
Yeah.
And who do we have there?
We have Chrissy, Hex, Vin, Teach a Dummy, and Jonathan and Lindsay.
Hi, guys.
I was like, are you going to say some or not? I looked over at you. I'm like, no, I guess I'm going to say them all today.
You say them all.
All right.
You got this.
I liked it. I liked saying them all because I love them all.
Wait, no, I love them all.
Well, we both can.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Calm your tease.
This is going to be difficult. That's what she said. But yeah, thank you so much for being Patronies.
Yeah.
We love you very much. Yeah. And you can find a link to join on our show notes. And we also love listener feedback.
We do love listener feedback.
So, okay, well, I'm looking at my feedback and I don't have any swear words in it. If there are swear words in yours, are we going to get in trouble if we're quoting someone
or is
it just us?
We'll just bleep it out.
Okay.
So on Instagram, we have from It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast, one of our OTT family members, they commented on our snap or tweet episode. And they said, it's X for me because I'm old and don't really understand why someone would use Snapchat. Also, not entirely sure how to use Snapchat or how Snapchat works. And then they also posted this GIF from the Flintstones. And it's like the old school camera, how a bird is inside poking the thing. He said, we're barely beyond this technology.
I feel that. Every now and then when I'm using Snapchat, I'll click some sort of button that I haven't meant to click, like the one where it says like scan for nearby something or other, and then like it, and I panic. I'm like, how do I get out of here? So I feel that. Well, with a similar mindset, our buddy Bert said over on Facebook, I had Snapchat for a minute, but I gave it up. Never had Twitter/X. Hearing y'all talk about boobs on Twitter/X, I might have to sign up.
Yeah, that was new information for me, too.
That was nude information.
Oh.
Well, you mentioned It's Funny.
Yep.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
They are part of our network.
Yep.
As you said, should we give a shout out to the rest of our family?
Yeah. The Off the Tongue Podcast Network. Who is it? Let you say these since I said all the Patronies. Go for it.
It is the Teach a Dummy Podcast. Skate Ohio. As we said, It's Funny That Makes It Okay. Pint Pals, they are new to us, and I actually am going to let you say this one, Emily, because You have to say your catchphrase.
Our jolly old England?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what am I doing? Jolly old England. OCP.
That's right. That is right.
The original Copycats podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are interested in joining our network, please hit up our show notes and find a link to reach out and touch someone.
Reach out and touch me.
Can you imagine how inappropriate that tagline, that slogan would be these days?
I know. That's funny.
No, don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't touch me. All right. Well, I had a really fun weekend.
Good.
We did so much this weekend. I forgot to tell you. I'll just share it with the listeners too. I have a crazy story to share. Mm-hmm. We went over to a friend's house Friday night after a concert, Ubered. Mm-hmm. And then when we left, we Ubered, obviously.
Right.
I needed to get home. And it was pretty early in the morning hours and it was raining really hard.
Yeah.
So as we were driving or riding, I was in the back seat with Ryan and his friend was in the front seat. And the car, every once in a while, would just like, I thought, was hydroplaning because of the rain.
Yikes.
Just recorrecting really, you know, jerking over. It was kind of scaring me. Mm-hmm. So we get home and Ryan's friend told us he was falling asleep.
The driver?
The driver. Our Uber driver is falling asleep while driving us.
What the fart?
And Ryan, right?
Are you? Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ryan was like, yeah, I thought he was too. I'm like, that's f-ing crazy.
That's scary.
And so
yikes.
They were telling us as we were walking up the driveway. So we turned and looked. And as he was leaving, he started taking off and then slowed down and like went over to the side. And
wait,
stopped.
Is this for real?
This is for real. Okay. So we're like, whoa, dude. Crazy, right? Went to sleep. We got up the next morning. Mm-hmm. We had to go to Ryan's niece's swim lessons, which, by the way, an 8-month-old baby in a pool is the cutest thing you'll ever see.
So cute. Love those Snapchats.
So cute. But we were going out of our neighborhood and turning onto this road, and we see a car upside down in a ditch. Looked like our Uber car.
No.
Yes. So tow trucks were out trying to pull it out. Same color, SUV looking. Ryan and I were like, is that our f-ing Uber driver?
That is so scary.
Yeah. What the H, David Blaine?
Did you give him 5 stars?
I don't know. Ryan got the Uber. I said, maybe we should report him, but he's probably dead, so.
Ryan is like the nicest person ever. He probably did give him 5 stars.
He probably did. I was like, if we report him and he gets kicked off, that's his livelihood. That's how he makes his money to feed his family. We don't know.
Right.
Also, he could kill someone, so there's that.
Well, yeah.
But I think he's dead, so never mind. Isn't that nuts?
That is wild. I kept waiting for a punchline. That's so scary. I thought it was
a real story, dude.
Yikes.
Okay. Real story.
Wow. God.
Okay. Well, should we get into this episode?
I mean, yeah.
All right.
That's...
Well, before we say our topic, we have one more thing to tell you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
April Fools!
We're going to say what April we Fools. Fucking April Fools. Want.
We didn't get flagged for profanity. Flagged. We could fucking say anything we want.
Yep.
April Fools.
And we're going to.
We were going to try to keep it up the whole episode, but it's just really hard for us not to swear.
Yeah.
So the car story is true, though. That was not an April Fool.
That's... Oh, God. Okay.
Anyway, Jackie.
Yes.
Would you rather fools or rules?
Ooles. Let's discuss.
Now I feel like I want to swear so much. All right. Fools. So we're talking fools. If you're a prankster, you like to pull pranks on people. And rules, if no, you like to follow the rules.
Right.
No pranks for you. What's some pros for being a fool?
Can be funny.
Yeah. Pranks are funny, dude.
Yeah.
They make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And not only funny, fun.
Yeah.
Fun and funny together. So, right. Yeah. And the planning could be fun. If you have a really elaborate plan, you get really into details. You get creative with it.
Right.
It could be fun to do the actual planning of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a holiday dedicated to being this person. It's today.
Today.
Happy April Fools.
Yeah.
You little fools.
You could get friends and family to help you with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said you can get a group in on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody's in on it.
Yes. I also put that it can be a running gag.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know. This just came up because we watched the Oscars last night, but Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel's like running fight.
Yeah.
You know, so it could be like an ongoing joke.
Yeah. True. It'd be like a tradition. Like, oh, they always do this to me.
Yeah.
Always, yeah.
Like icing someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be funny if I just pulled one out and iced you.
I would fucking have loved it.
I should have.
Damn it. Missed opportunity. Do you have any Smirnoff ice just laying around?
Yeah, tons.
Well, I said could start traditions. I can't. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what you meant by a running thing, like a family tradition or friendly rivals.
Right.
But that's pretty much what you said with the Matt Damon thing. But
like
you
and your brother throwing meat on each other.
Yeah. Well,
cheese.
I slap him in the face with
meat. Oh, that's right. You slap him in the face with meat.
Which, P.S., side note, I slapped Ryan in the face with a tortilla the other night at dinner, but I felt bad because it hit his eyeball. Oh, it was like watering as I got red later. I felt so bad. Love you, Rye. Sorry, babe.
Have you seen those videos? I mean, I guess it's a little outdated now where you fill your mouth with water and slap them in the face with a tortilla. That's great.
I did. I did see that back then.
Nice. I have one left.
Okay.
I have that in high school, the superlative award, you get class clown.
That's what I got.
Yeah, you did, girl. So you can be like the funniest.
You can be like Emily.
Yeah.
I was class clown. Yeah, I put that on my list too, class clown. And also, if you're known as the class clown, the prankster, you might get asked to help with other pranks for other people.
Yeah.
Like, you're so good at pranks. Mm-hmm. Come help me get my grandma.
Oh, granny.
And also, if you are that type of person, you probably have a carefree attitude, really relaxed and, you know, easygoing type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That's true.
My last one is just the reaction.
Yeah.
Seeing the reaction,
mm-hmm.
the anticipation of it. How are they going to react? Is it going to go off right? It's going to be so epic. I love that. So,
well, that actually leads perfectly into my first con, which is when you are anticipating the reaction and your laugh gives it away.
Oh, yeah.
You're like so excited and you can't keep up. The jig is up.
Yes. So Ryan did that. This is so funny. This weekend we hung out with one of my friends, Chrissy, and we were at this festival once and we found these little bananas, tiny little bananas.
Runts?
They looked like runs, but they were plastic, not candy. This guy had them or something. I don't know. We found a shit ton of them. And so we were hiding them in Chrissy's stuff, in her wallet, in her backpack, in her pockets, anywhere, right? And then we were leaving and Ryan's like, Chrissy, you should check your blah, blah, blah. And I was like, don't tell her to check something. I wanted her to organically, naturally find them on her own.
Like when I put the hot dog in Ty's pocket at Sonic Temple.
Yes. Yes. Like, let them find it organically. I was like, Ryan, don't ruin the prank.
Yeah.
It's funnier when they just find them.
Yeah.
But she was talking about it this weekend, how she still finds random bananas here and there.
Yes, I love that.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's great.
But the prank could go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So not only you giving it away, but it could just not work.
Yeah.
They could see you coming. Mm-hmm. Ryan, I keep telling Ryan stories. I'm sorry, but, it's my life. He scares me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hides behind corners. So he scared me the other night, screamed. And then he was turning around in the fridge, blocking where I would walk by him. So I crawled on the countertop to try to get him on the other side. Mm-hmm. But he turned before I got off and I was just on my hands and knees on the counter. He's like, what the fuck? So I was going to jump at him and he would know because it was the other side.
Right.
He thought it was still over here. So it didn't go well.
Yeah.
The prank went bad.
That would have been really funny though.
I know.
Oh, man. You should have him pull the video footage from the cameras in the house and just see you in there.
Yeah.
That's probably so funny.
That would have been funny.
Well, some people can't take a joke.
Yeah.
So.
They might not like it.
Yeah. They might not.
They could get really mad.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just punch you in the face.
They don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see all those videos when people try to scare people and sometimes they punch them. Like, just by instinct.
I punched someone at work.
See?
And. I mean, that was fine. I didn't get in trouble
because,
whatever. No one saw. However, another time someone came up behind me and startled me and I screamed and I got in trouble first. I mean, I didn't get in trouble, but I got a talking to about keeping my volume work appropriate. I'm like,
it's a natural reaction.
Startled. Why don't you talk about this person that put their hands on me in the office?
Yeah. How about that?
Anyway, whatever.
Motherfucker.
And we can say that.
I can say that. Well, that's my next one. It's funny. You could get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
So depending on where it is, what you do, maybe it's public.
Right.
Something.
Yeah.
Or a teacher. Mm-hmm. Somewhere you can get in trouble where you think it's going to be funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, toilet papering, you get caught.
Yeah. That's vandalism.
Yep. Well, yeah. Not only can some people not take a joke, it could hurt some people's feelings.
Yeah.
The big one on April Fool's is everyone always says, you know, pregnancy is no April Fool's. But then the thing with that is, why is pregnancy the one you're not allowed to joke about? Like,
I don't know.
You know, because people do car accident April Fool's. Well, what if you do that and someone's sister died in a car accident?
Like, right.
It's April Fool's. I do very much feel for people that have had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
But... or people that struggle to get pregnant. But it's April Fool's. No one is targeting you by making that joke.
Yeah, just I agree.
Lighten up.
I agree.
See our fellow podcast, It's Funny, That Makes It Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's all about the audience, too. Mm-hmm. And
well, yeah, know your audience.
You mm-hmm. should know who to prank, but but sometimes you don't. Sometimes you wouldn't know that person
right.
had a miscarriage or is sensitive to that. And then you're like, not funny.
Right.
People may not trust you.
Yeah.
So if you are the type that pranks all the time, they're going to be very cautious around you and may not trust things you say.
Yeah. Some pranks are one and done. Mm-hmm. And it could be so good, but you can't do it again because everyone already knows. And
yeah.
Damn, what a bummer.
That's true. That's true. Retaliation.
Ooh.
You think you're funny. Well, you might get pranked back even harder and something you don't like.
Yeah.
So you got to be prepared for retaliation.
And, you know, some people could get hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Like so, physically hurt.
Yeah. I saw a video yesterday where it was actually funny. This woman was unloading groceries and her husband came up behind her and like scared her and she screamed and she grabbed like it looked like a golf club was in the back of her car or something
long and hard
in the back of her car. And she grabbed it and turned around and just started swinging. And he dropped to the ground. But when she was swinging, you know, she was coming up over her head and she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was you. And then she turned around. She goes, oh, no, I hit my car. And they were, the joke was that she was more worried about her car. But yeah, like she literally was hitting him with a golf club or whatever.
Damaged a car. Yeah. So you could damage property, too. And not only damage stuff, but you can make a mess.
Yeah.
I always see there's this TikTok of this husband who always shoots the balloon filled with shit over her head. You know, like filled with.
Confetti,
something white. It looks like almost paint or something.
Oh.
I don't think it's paint, but it's there's a lot of videos of that.
Cum.
It could be cum. Cum balloon. Not a condom.
I think so.
Yeah. Balloons filled with shit. Well, not shit.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be really bad.
Ooh.
That's a bad prank. Don't do that. So shit balloons. Ew.
Yuck.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I have one last one. I just realized.
Sure.
If you are that class clown, teachers may not like you and you could get, you know, you have to sit in the front of the class or they just treat you differently because you're the little fucker in school that they don't like. I was a nice class clown.
Yeah. Now, I believed you until that laugh.
Okay.
Well. All right. Are we ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So before we move on, just want to have a quick word from our sponsor, Nathan Collins. And as you guys know, he sells cars up in Mansfield, Ohio.
He does.
And when it comes to cars, I just have one rule. You buy it from Nathan Collins.
Yeah. If you don't, you'd be a fool.
Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th in Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right. Okay, let's follow some rules.
Okay.
What's some pros for rules?
Someone sets them for you. You just do what you're told.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
No trouble. You're not going to get in trouble.
Uh-uh.
Because you're going to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. It can encourage positive behavior.
Sure can.
Mm-hmm.
Sure can.
Yeah.
You might feel good about yourself. I did it. I followed the rules. Yeah. I got it done the way it was supposed to do. Yeah. Look at me. I'm good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can make you feel like you're a part of a group because you're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're all following the rules. You're all keeping your hands inside the car.
Yep. Except that little fucker, the prankster.
Yeah, but he's a class clown.
Yeah, true. Teachers like you.
Yeah.
So you might get some special, you know, attention from teachers if you're in school. And
that sounds so dirty.
I know. I don't mean it to be dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was this teacher. It was our study hall monitor, actually. And she really liked me. And she let me and my friends sit out in the hallway at study hall, have our own little desk. And we just fucked off or whatever. We didn't have to sit in the classroom.
That's awesome.
Like, can we sit in our special desk? We need to study together.
Yeah.
And she's like, absolutely.
We don't want to disrupt everyone else.
Yeah.
We need to.
So it was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It sets a standard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just, and not just like, not just a standard, like these are the rules, but it sets a standard, like the, you know, like kind of like the proverbial standard, like now you know what to do.
Yeah.
And you can kind of go from there.
Yeah.
Sets the tone.
Yeah. You could be rewarded, not mm-hmm. only the desk sitting, but you could, if you get, do this, this, and this, then you get, you receive this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You get a promotion at work maybe because you followed all the rules and you stepped up and did what you're supposed to do. And now you earned this.
Right. I have, I think, a pretty good one for being a rule follower.
Okay.
You have someone else to blame because you can be like, hey, I don't make the rules.
Yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one. Sorry. I don't make the
rules. I don't make the rules.
This is what we have to do. True. They keep order. Rules keep order.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be all chaotic because it's what's supposed to be done.
Yeah. That really is kind of what my last one was, which was keeps people safe. So
yeah. Yep. And people trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If you, if they know she always follows the rules, she always does what she's supposed to do. Like you, Jackie. People trust you because you, you do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's it. Oh, well, if it, in terms of pranks, I put, you can still watch a prank, just not participate.
Nice.
So you can still kind of see a prank.
Oh, that's a good one.
And you don't have to worry about hurting or embarrassing anyone. I just put that like if we were talking about rules with the pranks.
Nice.
Just to go along with that. But yeah.
Way to tie it in. I like that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Okay. But there's some bad things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some cons for rule following?
Nerd.
Nerd alert. Fucking rule follower.
It's me.
People, but it's true. People might think you're lame. Mm-hmm. Like you're a goody two shoes. Oh, you have to follow the rules.
Yep.
You can't. Yeah. So you could be that. I don't think you're a nerd, though.
Thanks.
You may miss out on some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had maybe you never take risks.
Yeah. People are like, hey, let's ditch school and go do this. Mm-hmm. Sorry. No. And then they have the best day ever. And
yeah.
You. I keep talking like I'm in fucking school. I guess because class clown was in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking back to my high school days. But as an adult, too.
Yeah.
You could not do that because it's against the rules or against the law. Breaking the law.
Yeah.
And you miss out on some fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really make decisions for yourself if you're just always doing what you're told. Like
that's true. You don't. You lose that free choice.
Yeah,
free will. Mm-hmm. Free will to do shit because you're doing what you're told to do.
Yeah,
you may not get invited to do things. Like we're not gonna do her. Do her. We're not gonna do you because you do the rules.
Right.
But yeah, you may. Going back to the nerd thing.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get invited to stuff if you're doing something wild or whatever because you know, well, that person's not going to do it.
Yeah.
So
you might not be happy.
Yeah.
Just because you're following the rules doesn't mean you want to.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to underage drink with all your friends, but you don't because you're a rule follower, but you have some FOMO.
Yeah. True. That's true. I never thought about it like that. Like, just because you're doing it doesn't mean you want to. Inside, you're like, oh,
yeah,
I want to go do that fun thing.
Right.
But and that leads to mine is it's too strict sometimes to follow the rules.
Yeah.
It's such a strict regimen you might be following that. Yeah.
And it's also, I mean, I guess this is kind of the same thing, but it's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. So if you are expected to do this because this is the rule and then you, oh, fuck, I have to get it all done.
Yeah. True. I think that's the last one. I put teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm.
Which I said could be a good thing, but could also be a bad thing.
Yeah,
your teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have one more, too. Do you have any more?
I just have one left also.
Go for it.
You can be passive aggressive about it. I know I just said, like, maybe you're not happy.
Yeah.
But you could also be a little shit ass about it. Like,
true.
You know, like, everybody's getting up to go get coffee at work, but you guys are supposed to stay at your desks for some like big project. And you're like, oh, well, I guess some of us care about our jobs more than others, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck you.
Me.
That's true. Or they would make you feel bad about it. Not even passive aggressive, like, well, I'm not doing that because I want da 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 da. And then you're like, oh, God, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't either.
Right.
Shit. And then you feel bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So my last one just ties into pranks again, is you could get pranked really hard because they don't like you. Like, fuck that rule follower. Let's get her.
Or even if they do like you, but they just know that you're an easy target.
Yeah. You could be an easy target. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's an easy target. I'll drop a balloon on her. Believe it. Okay. Well.
All right. So.
Wraps it up.
We got to pick.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules. We are following the rules on our podcast.
Okay.
So, would you rather fools or rules?
I have to go rules.
Okay.
Yeah, because we are dealing in absolutes. It's one or the other. So I do love a good prank. I feel like I don't pull them super often. So, yeah. I mean, it would be like, again, I know I already mentioned it, but I was really excited about putting that hot dog in Ty's pocket at Sonic, in his face when he had to empty out his pockets at security. He's like, the fuck?
I know.
And I would be sad to never do that again. But
yeah,
I'm going with rules.
I'm going fools.
I knew it.
It's just too fun. I'm not a huge prankster by any means, but I also don't follow the rules a lot.
Yeah. Perfect.
So I don't know. I just think life without fooling would be not fun for me. So
yeah.
All right.
Surprises.
Let's surprise. She beat my rock. Bitch. Just kidding. I love you.
April Fools.
April Fools. I love you.
So, okay, mine is really specific to you.
Okay.
As in,
for me.
It's not going to be much of a surprise, would you rather, for me.
Yeah.
But I will still answer.
Okay.
But for you, this is perfect since you said Ryan scares you all the time.
Yes.
Would you rather always scream when you're startled? Like, scream.
Yeah.
Or never be afraid of scary movies ever again.
Oh, I'm screaming. I am screaming. I don't care. I love to be startled.
Yeah.
And I love scary movies too much. So we watched Poltergeist last night just because we haven't seen it in a while. And I don't know, something reminded us of Poltergeist. And I said, let's watch the original. So we watched it last night. I forgot how much I love that movie.
And you saw me as Carol Ann in it and my grandma as Tangina.
Yes. We did.
Yeah, I often, when I see pictures of myself as a kid, I'll be like, yeah, this is me with my Poltergeist haircut.
It is. Those short blonde bangs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cute.
Okay. Well, I'm also screaming.
Yeah.
I already do. I actually just read this book. I'm just going to shout it out. Shout out How to Dance by Jason B. Dutton. He's a local Columbus author, read it, but one of the characters has an exaggerated startle reflex. I was like, I actually think that I have that. So we went to the Blue Jackets game on Saturday, and it was kids takeover. So they had the entire starting lineup was kids.
Yeah.
And once they announced the starting lineup, they fire the cannon. I didn't think they were going to do it. So even when I know it's coming, I jump and like Steve tries to brace me.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think they were going to fire the cannon for the kids. I thought they would just do it for the... Nope, they fired it. And I screamed in the arena. The woman behind me goes, yep, me too. And the guys beside us were like looking at me like I was insane. And Steve was just laughing. I think it embarrasses him. But
it's a natural reaction. You can't help it.
Oh,
I scream when Ryan scares me or anyone scares me. But then I laugh hysterically because I love it. I thought you'd pick movies because then you could start watching movies with me and not be scared.
I mean... The thing is, though, I don't like the jump scares, but I do like thriller scaries.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to not have that
feeling.
So
that's true. That's
true. Since I'm already a screamer, I'm like, oh, this is just me already.
That's true.
So
good point.
And would you rather no change?
Yeah. That's true.
What do you have for me?
Well, mine's specific to you as well.
Oh, yay.
So picture this.
Sicily.
Yes. You have an office at work mm-hmm. with a closed door. Okay. Yeah. You go in and someone pranks you. It's filled with balloons.
Oh, fuck.
You have to get rid of them yourself. However that is, popping, getting them out. No one's helping you with this. And they know you hate balloons, so they're being assholes.
I literally have goosebumps all over me.
Sorry,
right now.
But that's what's happening. Or you do this elaborate, you've been working on it for months, a prank on your boss in the front of the whole office. Mm-hmm. And it flops and he is pissed and embarrassed and like embarrasses you in front of everyone. No one else thinks it's funny. Everybody's like, what the fuck, Jackie?
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Yeah. Ooh, I got you good. I got you good. What are you picking?
So we went to a coffee shop this weekend and
are you crying?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, my eyes are watering. Like, I'm not like sobbing over
I
here.
I made her cry.
Like, geez. I'm gonna tell you actually this what I'm starting to tell you is exactly what's happening to me right now. We went to this coffee shop and my fear of balloons is like, it's like a legit phobia and
yeah.
it makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And that's why my eyes are watering, because I feel like I'm going to throw up right now. So yeah, we went into this coffee shop and they had this like Mardi Gras balloon arch.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in there and Steve didn't, because you know, he doesn't care. So he didn't even notice, like he saw them, but it didn't like register for him. So when we took a step up towards, I went, and Steve goes, what the? And he's like, what is it? And I was like, and then he looked. He's like, oh, no. He's like, do you want to just tell me what you want and then go wait outside? Yeah. And I was like, yes. But then they brought out this really cool drink that was like this little coffee with a white cotton candy over it. It was like I think it was called the London Fog or what. Anyway,
cool.
I'm picking balloons, though. All that to say.
Are?
Yeah, because... Wow. Because I am a rule follower and my boss is pissed.
Yeah.
I
was wondering. I knew this would be hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Maybe it would be like immersion therapy and I'd be okay after.
I mean, they say that, but...
But let's not try that.
You throw me in a room with spiders, I'm not going to like spiders anymore.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you like...
Because obviously I'll pick balloons. I like balloons. I would love popping all those. It'd be fun for me. But if it's something I hate in there, it would have to be bugs and I don't...
It's so crazy. I know I've told this story multiple times on the podcast, but if this is your first time listening, I wasn't always like this.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I filled up my room with balloons, blew them up, and put on roller skates and popped them.
Yeah. This is what I've said this before. she must have had some fucked up birthday party because she doesn't like balloons, clowns, and she doesn't like ice cream. I know ice cream's the coldness, but still, it just kind of ties in.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get you into some deep therapy and pull out something that happened.
It's probably because I never had that kind of birthday party. Maybe it's just
maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you like class clowns because it's me.
Hey, girl. I do. I do.
That's good. Okay.
And I love having a ball around you. You loon. What?
What?
I have got nothing.
I think you just said you love balls. That's what I heard. That's all I heard.
I mean, where's the lie?
I'd rather have an office full of balls.
Ooh.
Balloons.
I'm sorry. One last side story.
Yeah.
Our podcast could have alternately be called one more thing.
One more thing.
The Columbo podcast. Oh, just one more thing. So I just saw this morning on Facebook. Someone posted a picture and said this was my college roommate. This sign was over my college roommate's bedroom door and it always made me laugh or whatever. It was an old sign from Chuck E. Cheese and it said Chuck E. Cheese ball blaster, and you know it's like from the ball pit.
Yeah.
But it was just over his room.
Awesome.
So
I love it.
I do too. All right, well, thank you guys so much for sticking it out with us. We love you fools.
We do love you fools. Well, sorry we teased you in the beginning, but it's the name of the day.
Sorry, tell us what your go-to April Fool's joke is.
Yeah.
And what the best one ever, best and worst ever played on you was. And you can hit up our show notes for links to our sponsor, links to all of our podcast network shows, links to our merchandise shop, and all of our social media where you can like, follow, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
Please share us. Love us. And check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
And that is no April Fools. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.